BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks, and welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been with my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City. And the stories originate from people
who are a product of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Kate. That, folks, obviously, is my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Kate Murray, Molly Murray, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, Bill Murray, and me, your host, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we spread Yuletide cheer with a special set of Christmas sketches, plus music from our producer, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I'm a newly married woman with a wonderful husband and a 6-month-old baby. Everything is wonderful, for the most part. The only thing that drives me a little insane is our financial stability. We either have money or we don't. My husband gambles. He has disappeared for days at a time, even during the delivery of the baby. When he comes home, it is always feast or famine. For years, he mostly had a winning streak. We bought a 5,000-square-foot home, 4 luxury cars, and a timeshare in St. Martin. Now, we are living in a modest 1-bedroom apartment and are down to 2 used sedans. He promised me that our ship will come in, but Granny Ada, we have a child to raise and care for. I can't live this way anymore. I married my husband for richer or poorer, but really? This is way too literal for anyone to bear. Should I stay and ride out the storm or leave? Signed, Roller Coaster Existence.
Dear Roller Girl, how delightful. Having a husband who is waiting for your ship to come in. Good luck with that. Living paycheck to paycheck is one thing, but living in a 5,000-square-foot home 1 year and down to a 1-bedroom apartment the next is another matter entirely. Repeat after me. My husband has a gambling addiction, and I am enabling his habit. Like any other addiction, he needs intense therapy and a 12-step program. You are not a girlfriend anymore. You're a wife and mother. Your first and foremost responsibility is to provide a safe and stable environment for your child. Here is my advice. Be in control of the finances. Open up a bank account in your name only and put in as much of the money that is left into this account. Find a good therapist specializing in gambling and the schedule of meeting times for Gambling Anonymous in your area. Go to gamanon.org and search for a support group for yourself. Supply him with all the information he needs. Then tell him you will leave him if he does not shape up and seek the proper help and follow through if he refuses. If you do not do this, I hope you don't mind child services fostering out your child and living in a cardboard box on the street somewhere. Although I do hear they have some lovely corrugated boxes that are waterproof. Your choice. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a good day. Granny Ada.
Boy, are your parents going to be surprised.
I know, right?
I think you're not coming home from break.
Yeah, I mean, it's been over 4 months since I went away to college. I miss them so bad.
So how are you going to do it?
Well, I arrive by bus around 3:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. By the time I take the cab, it should be around 4. That gives me a little over an hour to shower and get dinner ready before they come home from work.
Whoa, you're making dinner?
Well, I'll order Chinese takeout from Manny's. They deliver.
Cool, you thought of everything.
Yeah, can't wait. Rufus! How's my baby? How's my pooch? Yes. I'm so glad to see you too. Oh, good boy. Good boy. I'll just go upstairs and put him...
Okay, lady. Just put your hand up where I can see him.
Wait! No! Where are you?
Are we being robbed, Clint?
I don't know. Are you robbing us?
No! You're not being robbed. This is crazy. I live here. I mean, I'm in college 4 hours away, but I live here.
Ah, this must be Sarah, the girl whose things are in the attic.
My things are in the attic?
Yeah. Oh, hey, sorry about the gun. You just threw us for a loop.
People, where are my parents?
You mean you don't know?
Don't know what?
Well, they're currently doing missionary work in New Guinea.
New Guinea?
Papua, New Guinea. Spreading the word of God.
But we aren't even religious.
Seems they have found the faith, Sarah.
But why didn't they tell me?
That's a good question. And we have no answers.
This is crazy. What about my younger brother? Where is he?
Oh, Samuel?
Yes, Sam. Did he go with them?
Didn't they tell you?
Tell me what?
He went off to join the circus.
The circus?
That's right. A regular bona fide carny.
He's only 15 years old. I can't believe this.
Well, if it makes you feel any better... We did keep the dog.
Rufus.
We call him Bonkers.
His name is Rufus.
Well, he seems to like it.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, we can't kick you out on the street. Seeming it's almost nighttime and you didn't know about any of this.
Why don't you crash on the couch?
On the couch? What about my room upstairs?
Well... I'm sorry, honey. That there now is my sewing and hobby room.
This is a nightmare.
Tell you what. You play with Bonkers, and in the meantime, I'll order some Chinese, and then we can watch a movie.
I guess.
Hon, what about my poker night?
It can wait, Clint. We have a kid home from college for a few days. What kind of substitute parent are you?
Okay.
I'm so glad you came to visit, Sarah. This is going to be a fun holiday break for us all.
The following song is a surprise that I'm going to be playing for you today. This is a song I wrote... and am singing in, called The Magic of Christmas. It was arranged by Dave Rice, and the musical instruments also played by him. I hope you enjoy my first attempt at Christmas music, called Magic of Christmas.
Conspiring
once a year. For these are the memories of Christmas, joy and festival of family pleasures together at last, happiness whom we can all share. Celebrate the wonders of Christmas. Let's celebrate the peaceful good times. Forget about bickering, fighting. Just play. Christmas is here once a year. To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.